everybody. This is Kathy Bills, the Quantum Leap Red Light Unite Show on UPRN Radio. And this is Friday, July 19th, 2019. Broadcasting live from the Big Island of Hawaii. Ohaha. For those of you who may have paid attention to what's going on in the news in Hawaii, I'm going to give you what is actually happening. Now, there is on this big island, there is Mauna Kea, and it's actually the largest mountain on Earth. If you take it and go from the bottom of the mountain, which is the sea bottom, all the way to the top. So far, they've got 13 telescopes, and now this big conglomeration of countries have come in, and they want to put in a 13-story telescope. Now, there's no buildings at all on the islands that first off is that tall. Now, in order to heat and cool down, what these guys also want to do is tap into other occupiers. So they're going to be putting radioactive material in our clean water supply. This fight has been going on for many, many years in court, and finally, through many, I think it's my outlook, there's been a lot of bribes going on, a lot of illegal things because the Hawaiians don't want us. It's sacred up there. And there's already 13 telescopes. They don't need one more. Now, they also, they call it the TMT project, they have an opportunity to go to the Canary Islands, too. So the Hawaiians are peacefully protesting up on the mountain, and they're not letting the equipment go through. Governor Ige, who is really a traitor, has declared martial law, a national emergency, because the Hawaiians are now called terrorists, and they're causing all kinds of trouble, which they're not. When we call a national emergency, that means the police have more power, more money goes into it, and it's a friggin' waste of money. So the Hawaiians are doing this very peacefully, and they've held them off for 5 days. Now, there have been some protests and some people that have been taken away to jail. And I don't know if these guys can be really proud of themselves because they are all the elderly. They call them the kupuna here. And the elderly, the ones that have been here, we're talking old people, guys that are in wheelchairs and can't walk. They put themselves out on the front line. And they said they are not going to allow this mountain to be desecrated. So a couple of days ago, they were carted off. It was like 33, and then one was a caretaker. And there haven't been any arrests since then. Granted, the police have been pretty respectful. And on the other hand, everybody is waiting for the National Guard and the police to come and swoop down and take them all away. What you are hearing that's coming from the government is a bunch of lies. It's a peaceful protest. If the police come and ask that everybody move so a water truck can get out there because it's necessary, they let it go through. They let the food truck go through. So they're not blocking the road because the police have already put up roadblocks and they're sandwiched in between them. So the police are blocking the road and saying it's the Hawaiians' fault, trying to put this all on the Hawaiians. Now, what's really, really, really nasty thing about this is the governor, Ige, has said he is doing this to protect the conglomeration, the project. He's spending all this money to protect them. And they've already said that. They have no desire to pay it back. So, you know, we're going to do a little bit of energy work later on for the Hawaiians and what's going on up there. And yes, it's going to be a night of energy work. And we're still in Mercury and retrograde, So things are really crazy and not working and not moving, flowing. You know, Mercury's in retrograde, it can go wrong at will. And we want Mercury in retrograde to really work with us, especially to screw up everything Trump and all those guys are doing. Now, Mercury in retrograde can also bring up a lot of unfinished business. We don't want to start any new things in retrograde. It's a time of completion. Now, for me, there's times when people only come into my store in retrograde. I call them the retrograde crowd. So, you know, it's a time of really going inward. Some people don't even want to go out of the house. Mechanical things can break down. Communication problems. You should really be clear with what you're saying and your intent, your meaning. And it can even get down to explaining, you know, the difference in what one word means, okay? So that's Mercury in retrograde. Just telling you, just reminding you, because we're not through it yet. All right, so the energy work we're going to do today is we're going to focus on the United States, and don't tell me we don't need it, because my God, are not the Nazis and white nationalists just popping out of the woodwork? All right, so we're going to do some energy work on Washington, energy work to help the U.S. awaken, give a little attention to the Nazis, and of course, ICE and CPS, border control and immigration. Oh, can't not leave the U.S. without giving up Trump. And if we have time, the Republican Party, Stephen Miller and Mitch McConnell, repo Nazis, white racists, and people that we do not want in power running our government anymore. All right, so for those of you who can participate, I want you to sit down, sit straight up, with feet flat on the floor, start taking some deep breaths. I want you to breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And imagine all that unwanted energy going through the vital from that to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. So you breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. Imagine all that energy going through the violet, going back to God, and you keep filling up with more of your divine essence. So now I want you to reconnect with the Creator. Feel all that incredible high energy from pouring into your crown chakra, flow through your body all the way down your legs, out your feet into the earth, down your arms, out your hands, down your spine. I want you to feel yourself totally consumed in this divine energy. So I want you to imagine that we're in this huge stadium and we're surrounded by like-minded people. Everybody's holding hands. And the angels, the elemental kingdom, air, earth, fire, and water, all the divine beings of light, the gods and goddesses of light have joined us and joined the circle to amplify what we're doing. And now we're going to send love and light to the right. And imagine this energy now flowing to the right. Now we're going to send energy to the left, and as it flows to the left, only that which is light may enter. The circle is now closed. So we're going to invite the trees in, and imagine the trees taking our energy, and through the earth roots, communicate with each other, feel this enlightenment flowing through them, and sending it into the earth. So the Mother Earth moves in divine balance. Now imagine that tree sending it out through the branches, and all life forms feel this really high vibration energy. We call to all the rock, stones, crystals, minerals on the planet, all the earth keepers can lock in the big earth keeper we have in the center of the stadium. And it's going to amplify our work over 100,000-fold. Call to all the grids, ley lines, meridians, stones, obelisks, pyramids, all the sacred and holy spots on the planet to lock in where divine circle tonight. I'm going to ask Mother, Father, God that everyone here receives a healing and then to guide us into doing that. Our will, but I will be done. So be it. So I want you to take a deep breath and feel yourself connect with the Creator and all that high energy from pouring into your body. And as you exhale, feel that energy pour out of all your chakras, out your hands, into the center, forming a bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in the Washington, D.C. area. And I want you to imagine Washington, D.C. in this bubble, and we're going to anchor the violet flame in the middle of D.C. and see it expand outward. And as it expands, see it transmute all satanic ceremonies, as well as everyone doing satanic energy work. It kind of all ties between everyone's hidden agendas and all energy of white supremacy, fascism, transmuting that energy again through the violet ray. We ask that all dark energy veils be removed from everyone living in this area. And their higher selves help them reconnect to the Creator, become awakened spiritual beings. Now let's anchor white light, pure, pure, high light, energy light, the very heart of DC, and now see it expand outward. Now, chant with me. We're going to say this three times. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Right? May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. We're going to fill this up with light and love and give you breath and release it. Thanks for this opportunity to serve. So, again, feel yourself reconnect to the Creator. That energy comes pouring through your body, up through chakras, down your arms, out your hands, into the center, forming another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in everyone that lives in the United States or is a U.S. citizen, no matter where they are on the planet. All right, let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me, I command. Imagine a golden solar energy descending down from all domes, obelisks, pyramids, and all sacred spots in the United States, anchoring that energy down to the grids and ley lines. See this high energy reconnecting all this ley line through grids to the Creator. See this energy descending down around and through the White House, the Pentagon, and where the shadow government lies, House of Congress and the Senate. Call higher selves of everyone in government, step forward in the light, now work for the good of the people, making divine decisions. They choose not to, which is their free will. We ask their higher selves and guardian angels to put them in a position of total harmlessness, letting the light worker take their place. We ask that they're given lots of thoughts on how they want to retire and spend time with their families. We send energy to all politicians that are working on stopping war and anything else that's for the benefit of Earth and all life forms, that are working on impeaching Trump and getting them out of office and closing all those immigration and child concentration camps down. See them being brightly inspired with new ways to get positive action moving forward. We again command the angels to give them and their families complete protection. We ask that all veils of darkness that is around anyone in the U.S. or planet that is keeping people from becoming conscious beings be removed and replaced with a connection to their spiritual selves, becoming conscious beings. Call higher selves of all the National Guard and military, asking all overlays be removed from you so you can become conscious beings. As you awaken, you see, no matter where you go, everyone, as your family, friends, relatives, people you love and wouldn't hurt or harm. And you start doing many acts of kindness with humanity, and you start standing with the protectors. The more acts of of kindness you do, the more you fill up with the intense divine joy that makes you want to do more acts of kindness. See divine light, divine love, and the divine balance spiritual awakening descending down through the USA now. Now we're going to send energy to everyone in the United States to their heart chakra and let that chakra open so they can express love and kindness. And from there, see that energy go anywhere in the body that needs healing. And we're also going to call their higher selves and ask their higher selves to help them reconnect to the Creator to become awakened spiritual beings that know better and want to hurt. Want to help instead of hurt. And they're filled with lots of empathy and love and kindness. And we're going to ask Spirit to remove all dark magical overlays that's keeping people in the United States from reconnecting to the Creator. See all that energy dissolved by the violet flame. And again, we're going to anchor the violet flame in the very, very center of the United States and see it flow outward. So the whole United States is covered in this flame and burning off all dark energy, all negativity, all racism, all Nazi energy. And as people reconnect to the Creator, they know better, they become kinder, filled with empathy. And now we're going to anchor white light in the very center of the United States and see that expand outward. And touch everything, everybody, raising their energy, lifting them higher, helping them reconnect to the Creator and be happy, joyful beings that love the earth, that love the planet, that love people no matter what race and color they are, and want to do works of good. All right, fill that up with light and love, and now we're going to take a deep breath and release it. I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. All right, so we're going to take another deep breath and create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all the Nazis anywhere on the planet, but especially everywhere in the United States. And this includes Trump, Miller, Bannon, and anywhere else. Well, anyone else in the government that's a Nazi. All right, let there be light. In the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me on command. That all Nazi swastika symbols are reversed, so the energy now brings in peace and prosperity back to earth and humanity. Every time anyone looks at a Nazi swastika, see the energy being reversed into its correct positive direction. You cut the ties to anyone whose intent is to misuse any sacred symbol. We call violet flame through them, clean them up, and we reconnect those symbols to the divine. See these energies being reversed to their positive, correct direction now. If the symbol was used to set humanity's collective solar plexus backwards, we now reverse directions and see humanity moving forward in light and love. I command that any portals, stargates, time portals, including the time portal at Montauk, being used for the dark purpose of manipulating time or allowing dark forces from other dimensions on the planet, be cut from those that are misusing them, closed and sealed forever, made invisible and loathed so they cannot reopen them. Imagine end machines being used for this purpose breaking down now. So in your mind's eye, see any magic symbols and rituals being used to rent the veils between interdimension be rendered harmless. As in all those days, we try and run drill energies. Drill machines become confused. So the machines do not function properly as drill energy is corrupted. See humanity becoming conscious and focused on their divine spiritual growth, bringing the golden age into manifestation. I ask that all that misuse the real energy be tied and bound. All real machines are cut from their masters, and any byproduct from real, including any psychokinetic energy, mind all manipulating the humans and intestinal events. And I cut these elements from their masters, cleansing them with my flame, fill the elementals up with love, and command them to neutralize themselves. I'm breaking down and no longer functioning. Now, this includes any machines, computers connected to the L-PART programs and microwave cell phone towers, the CERN, airplanes, spy satellites, jets, helicopters creating chemtrails, and the Montauk program. I ask anyone finding this use of real energy through the use of sound, color, water, chemicals, drugs, to stop now, step forward into the light, and help us bring the earth into the golden age peacefully. Stop manipulating humankind by creating apocalyptic energy. If you choose not to work in the light, which is your free will, you ask your higher selves and guardian angels to put you in a position of harmlessness. We ask Michael the Archangel to cut all energy and money sources from all those that misuse the thrill, energy, and want to take Nazis forward, redirecting that energy to light, look forward to divine missions, and making their lives prosperous and comfortable. We cut all ties of magical contrast to Anunnaki Satan had with the Roman Vatican Church Empire with Hitler. All concordats are now dissolved by the violet flame, healed in age light, and reconnected to the Creator, now becoming neutral, or only emitting love. The energy of the first through the fourth right is now dissolved. We also call all the governments all over the planet to reject Nazis, to not allow Nazis from our country into their country. And this includes Miller and Bannon and anyone that they're connected with. See them being blocked. We're going to cut ties between these groups and see energy coming off of each other. And in various communication, we're going to ask their higher selves to have a lot of infighting. If it's for the highest good, so they do not move forward, their plans fall apart to nothing. See the Nazis diminish to nothing, and white moving forward. All right, fill that up with light and love, and we're going to take a deep breath and release it. I give thanks again for this opportunity to serve. So again, take a deep breath, and as you exhale, feel the divine energy flow down, create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in ICE, CPS, Border Patrol, and immigration agents, and all who run concentration camps in this bubble. So let there be light, in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic arm, sacred fire, best to me, I command. All higher selves of all ICBS Border Patrol immigration agents and all who run child concentration camps and who have any intent of hurting or harming any child in custody or concentration camps anywhere on the planet, asking for permission to help these law enforcement individuals to reconnect to the Creator, becoming enlightened beings at one and at peace with humans, all life forms on the planet Earth. We see all dark etheric astral beings that overlays on any ICPS Border Patrol immigration agents and all who run child concentration camps that's keeping them from connecting to the Creator be removed from them now. See these dark astral beings tied and bound, send them through the violet flame to clean up their energies. We now send them back to the Creator, filling them up with the being of light. As these agents have this unwanted energy removed from them, we see them again reconnect to the Creator. Their hearts are now unlocking, so they start having feelings and emotions that are kinder in nature, hearts filled with compassion. We now see the reptilian part of their brain begin to shut down, disconnecting from the satanic rituals that bound them together, resulting in the God brain being activated. Any ICPS Border Patrol immigration agents and all who run child concentration camps that choose not to evolve in the light, we command their higher selves and guardian angels to put them in positions of harmlessness now. See them being removed from their positions, replaced with no one as the camps close down. For all those agents that are abusing children. And any kind of immigration, no matter what their ages are, see them being caught and removed and sent to jail for their actions. And again, replaced with no one as these camps are closed and all these children are returned to their parents now. We see all protective overlays around these officials removed and that they're responsible for child neglect or abuse of any kind. Let them be brought to justice with prison time for their actions. This includes those that created these programs against immigrants, including Trump and all his staff, Nikki Haley, Stephen Miller, Mitch McConnell, and all complicit politicians who have chosen to have a blind eye wall child concentration camps, including all Republicans. Called all politicians to end child concentration camps and war against immigrants. If they choose to ignore and be complicit, may they all be removed from office and lose all their funding. You see all funding for all their equipment and more troops be cut from them and redirected to peaceful protest groups. See those responsible for child concentration camps being sent to prison. With all children again being returned to the correct families. And this is including all those children that were sent up for adoption. See those parents that have adopted them